I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Limits, let's continue our six-pack with Bob now that we're reunited. It's been very exciting so far. Thank you. Bob, I did a Twitter poll yesterday. I said to people, I asked them on X, would you be okay with trading Cam Hayward? It was a quickie poll, about 40 minutes. I got about 300 votes. So I think it's somewhat scientific. What percent of people said, yes, I'm okay with trading Cam Hayward? Wrong.
I was going to say 40%.
Nope. Limits?
More?
10?
10 would be okay with trading Cam Hayward? Holy horse.
First
milk.
Of all,
I think it's growing.
Nah.
How many said they'd be okay with trading Cam Hayward? Limits? Wrong.
I'll say 10.
Bob?
I said 40, but that's obviously
53.4%.
Well, that's just an emotional take, I think.
Isn't that all fan takes, though?
Yeah,
people are emotional. I'm emotional about the Indiana Fever. I'm ticked off about last night. I threw it. You know those things, limits, the little wrist weights that you use to improve your wrist? I do that when I'm watching TV
your
sometimes.
Your secret to the golf game, right?
Just and get those wrists. I threw it at the end of the game, Bob. They lost at home to the Dallas Wings. How the hell does that happen? You can't lose that game.
And Caitlin Clark is playing.
No, she's not.
Oh, well,
she's out.
There you go.
No, it still made me angry. Point being, fans get emotional.
No, they do, and I think that's an emotional take. I think they realize how important he is. When the season starts, if he has a year like he had last year, people will be fine. They'll move on. You won't even talk about this. If he doesn't, then that's when that resurfaces.
What do you think is the source of their anger? It's obviously not Cam the person. He's a wonderful person. What has set them off?
Is there a bigger story? Yes. I think the bigger story is lack of success in the postseason. I think it transmits into everything.
I agree.
When you don't win big games, people don't look at you as a big game performer. And thus, okay, you want more money, but what is the situation going on in the postseason? Why hasn't there been success? You can do this with everybody on that team.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks, coaches,
but
all of them.
I think to add to that, it's having the highest paid defense. The words money and Steeler defense set people off. You know, in politics.
Again, if you got results, they wouldn't. They'd be more than happy
to pay. But you haven't.
No, so that's the problem, right.
In politics, you know, all sides are looking for catchwords that will set people off, correct?
Yes.
Here, it's money and Steeler. It's simply money when we're talking about the Steeler defense. They don't want to hear about people asking for more money on a defense that already has the fourth highest paid cornerback, the highest paid edge rusher. Cam's last big deal was 2020. They made him the highest paid defensive player ever, over 30, I believe, in annual salary. Alex Highsmith has a big deal. Jalen Ramsey. All these guys.
Patrick Queen got one here.
Yeah, they don't want to hear it anymore. And then you combine that, it sounds like Cam is constantly complaining, and that never goes over well, and playing with their heartstrings, which I mentioned yesterday. The threat last year implied that Cleveland would even be in play. I'll sit games this year. It's basically people viewing it not, I don't think, not unrealistically as a poor me, pay me from Cam Payward. That's what they're looking at here. And the other thing that doesn't sit well is he got his bag for this year. May not be a big bag, but he already got paid for this year. That roster bonus was 90% of his pay for this year, and then he didn't show up for work. That doesn't sit well with people. Forget about not showing up for work. Getting all your money for the year and then not showing up for work, that really doesn't sit well. So there's a lot at play here.
And it was the same thing with TJ Watt. I'm sure if you did a Twitter poll back then when things were going on, there would be people, I don't know what the percentage would have been, who say trade him also.
I did. And the question was phrased this way. Would you rather have the Steelers move on from TJ Watt and trade him or give him the Myles Garrett money? And it was decidedly in favor of move on.
Right. So that's also working at play against him and the lack of postseason success. So that's all part of this. It's, you know, it's part of the rhetoric that you see. Terry McLaurin, I saw still standing on the sidelines there. Trey Hendrickson, he's been engaged in all sorts of bad stuff with both sides shooting back, and yet he's shown up over there. He hasn't done anything. He's expecting. It's all part of the process when these guys, what they go through. So for me, while I understand why people would be upset with it, because it is a precedent that they don't want to get on, and maybe the Steelers are trying to send their own message back to people that we're not just going to be a pushover for money here. We're going to make this hard on you.
Right. And that's what they're trying, but I don't think it's working, Bob, because the Steelers, in some ways, I think inarguably, have become a pushover organization in terms of raise a little fuss about wanting to be traded. Sure, we'll trade you. Raise a little fuss about wanting more money. Sure, we'll give you more money. We asked you to take a pay cut last year and backed off from that. What happened to that? I thought that was a very legitimate stance to take with Cam. A pay cut? We approach you with a pay cut and we wind up giving you an extension? How does a pay cut turn into that?
Well, I mean, it still is viewed by many as a pay cut based on previous salaries that he's had. So it's gone backwards. But I mean, that's what happens when you get older in sports. You're not going to get the same money you once did. But I also think that they did him well in that they respected what happened over the course of his career on the field, off the field.
Sure. They've treated him like a king.
They've treated him very well. So that's why I think that's also part of this whole backdrop.
Yes, it is. And backdrop is a good word, Bob. And you thought of it on the spur of the moment. Backdrop is a great word there.
Is it? I don't know.
Yes.
I was thinking of another word, and that one came to mind.
No, the whole, yes.
But it is. It's what goes on and why people have the emotions they have. But again,
I think some of this is logic, too. I don't think this is just crazy emotion here. I think some of the fan take here is quite logical. And Doug Whaley spoke to it. I mean, Cam is trying to have it both ways in a lot of ways.
And that's where he messed up. Last year, he and his agent should have had something in writing for this year.
Or an incentive-based salary last year.
Exactly.
You want to laugh at
especially
me?
Especially if that giggle thing, what he said.
Yeah, you want to giggle? Giggles all around? Let's put it down.
Put it on paper. That year, I get this.
That's what Whaley said, and I agree with him.
Yeah, and you know, if they did giggle, then they're telling you they don't believe you, so put it down. And they would be probably willing to put it down.
My bad, you know? And then Cam said the other day he can't cry over spilt milk. He's weeping over spilt milk. And he wants somebody to pick it up for him and put it back in the bottle with another bottle on top of that. Well, he is crying over spilt milk. You screwed up. You and your agent screwed up last year. And now you want the Steelers to make it good.
Yeah, that's pretty much it in a bottle. That's it.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some would say more like a baby bottle, Bob, is what you got to give him.
Listen, I respect that man too much and what he's done to go down that road. I do think the whole thing comes back to handling it wrong on their side of it.
Yeah.
So, again, I just think at some point this will end and they'll move on. They can't afford, based on what they've done, not to have him.
Is he going to play well this year?
I think he will. I mean, if he stays healthy, he played all 17 games last year.
And aren't you paying him for what you think he'll do this year, not for what he did last year?
Yes. That's how it should be.
So what do we? Is there still a decent chance that
whatever your belief is, if you think he can, then you do it. If not, then you don't.
What if you're torn in between, which I think is a legit stance on a 36-year-old player who faded at the end of last season? I think it's legit 50-50 whether he's going to be really good or not.
I mean, obviously. I mean, if you're injured, you're older, things happen, you can say the same about Aaron Rodgers. You can say the same about a lot of other guys on their team that are over 30. Injuries could play a big part in what happens with this football team moving forward. They could have all the name recognition they have, but if they get injured or underperform, they're not going to get what they want. But I think in his case, if I were betting, I bet he'd have a good season. You don't think
so? Including a finishing kick?
Well, that's the whole trick to it. They have to have that. Not only him, T.J. Watt, Mike Tomlin, all of them.
Oh, I think they're going to get off to a great start defensively because of their schedule. They've got a bunch of questionable quarterbacks for the first month and a half, and I think they'll be sitting there at 4-1 going into the bye. And
you're not a believer in Drake May?
We'll all be talking, not necessarily yet. I like him, but I think it's advantageous for them to be going up against him and Justin Fields and J.J. McCarthy and all those guys. I think Cleveland is somewhere in there. They're going to be 4-1 or so. Everyone's going to be talking told you so, like Tomlin said about the receivers last year. Remember that little act? I forget which game it was, but after a game, he was like, yeah, you guys keep talking about the receivers intimating. I was right about these guys. And then the rest of the season happened, Bob.
Right. There's always the rest of the season.
It's what we've been kind of discovering or rediscovering throughout every component of this process. You know?
Is there more to that, Limits?
No, I thought you just wanted the short version.
No, I want the long one where he gave credit to the receivers. I was pointing at you like you had done something good and then it ended. We're communicating like the Steelers defense last year, Bob. I'm putting up a signal and Limits is running the other way.
No, but there was a little, I had the same apprehension about what kind of, I'll tell you what, Austin, he has a lot of stuff going on back there. I give him a lot of credit.
He's unbelievable.
He is.
You know, it's what we've been kind of discovering or rediscovering throughout every component of this process. You know, you guys were asking us about our lack of quote unquote a number two in team development and, the guys made plays. Whoever we throw the ball to makes plays. The strength of the pack is the pack. We got a bunch of guys that want to be the reasons why we're successful. And when given an opportunity, I think they continually prove that, whether it's Scotty or Mike or Calvin or whoever, Van. We believe in our group. I know I've said that to you guys repeatedly. Maybe you'll start believing me.
Maybe not. Maybe not, Mike. Van? Really?
Yeah, Van's not a good example. But at the time, you get where he's coming from when you make that statement that they believe in their guys. And the problem was their belief was misguided.
The problem was he spoke too soon, and they're all speaking very highly of their own defense way too soon this year, although they will get off to a good start this year.
How about if they
I'm
don't?
Convinced of that. Well, then we're looking at an implosion, aren't we?
Well, yeah. I mean, these are the games. Again, look at the back end of their season. I think like last year, it is really difficult to do. They're going to face all these teams in succession, and they better build up some early season insurance that they can withstand a little bit of that, even if it goes sour. So, I think it's important for them to get off to a 5-1 start, actually.
Are they better defensively, Bob, than the 85 Bears, in your opinion?
No.
No, okay.
Who said that?
They're saying they're as good as them. They're
Did
saying
they really
they're
use that example?
If you're saying we're one of the best defenses ever, then you're comparing yourself to the 85 Bears.
I thought
Bears.
Someone specifically said
no,
that. No,
not yet. That's next week. Oh, boy. This is incredible, Bob. All right. Jalen Ramsey, I meant to get to him. He had some big quotes about who's going to cover the other team's best receiver, about how much he loves this camp. Let's listen to Jalen Ramsey next, and he's apparently had a really good camp. He can still play. I'm convinced of that. I think he's one guy. I think he's going to get off to a great start as well. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Sunny with a high of, it's not sunny with a high of Jason Gilden today limits.
Cloudy.
You forgot to change the weather. Cloudy today with a high of what? Willie Parker? Are we getting that back?
No, we're not there yet.
82 today.
A high of Antoine Randall.
John Stallworth.
And John Stallworth.
And rainy. Rain expected to stop around 1 o'clock.
Chris Rainey is involved in this?
A little bit, yes.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week. Listen to the Pop and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday right around noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Jeff Patton on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. General Patton, we like to
the
call
general.
Him, Bob. Do you have a guess for the card of the week? I'm going to go Jared Triolo for his big-time pitching performance last night.
Just to make fun of it, yeah. There's not much good pirate-wise over there. I got to think about that for a second. Card of the week. So you'll take Triolo. What are you going to take, Austin?
How about Skylar Thompson for his preseason performance?
I'm going to say there is no card for this guy, but there may be. Max Hurlman.
The Hurley Boy
the
Wonder.
The Hurley Boy with a backflip.
Let's go. What do you got, General, and how are you?
Gentlemen, good morning. I appreciate you having me today. Dog days of summer, not much going on in pirate ways. We'll throw in a Jared Triolo rookie autograph in honor of the great guests. But we're going big today. This is one of the best cards we've had. I didn't expect you to guess this, but today's the 30th anniversary of Mickey Mantle's death. Mm-hmm. We're going to go with a 1959 Baseball Thrills Mickey Mantle card. It's probably the best away in a year or so. It's an original 1959, and it has a depiction of Mantle hitting his 42nd home run and winning the Triple Crown.
Wow.
So it's a really good card. We'll throw in a Triolo. In fact, for Austin, we'll throw in a Skylar Thompson also, but the Mantle's going to steal the show today.
General, is the Triolo card worth $1.77 to match his batting average?
This is more expensive than that. Yeah, I'm going to give you one that has an autograph on it.
Okay.
He did win a gold glove.
He did win
a gold glove. Yes, he did.
Okay. Thank you, General. The Mickey Mantle one is great. That was Ron's guy, Mickey Mantle. Thank you, General.
Yeah, you guys have a good week.
All right, we'll see you, Jeff.
What a nice man, huh, Bob?
He has more cards. I was blown away at that place when I first saw it. Really was. Didn't expect all of that.
He stood up for Jared Triolo there with the gold glove defensively. I mean, there may be other gold glovers in the minor leagues who could hit 177 for you. Bob, you can't play in the major leagues if you're hitting 170.
Well, and that may be one of the better averages of the last month. I mean, Henry Davis has really gone the other way again. O'Neill Cruz, you look at his three-year average, we did this as just a thing the other day because we wanted to check out how many at-bats, and it's like 1,413 at-bats that he's had in his career, and his average is 204.
Yeah, and it's getting worse.
I mean, that should be 204. If you don't hit 50 home runs, 204 is not good.
I think this defensive line is a question mark no matter what, by the way, Bob, just to finish
off. Just because it's young and unproven.
Well, old and young. You have Hayward at 36. You have a rookie on the other side. And Keanu Benton, last I checked, completely flatlined last year. And then where's your depth coming from? There's another rookie who's looked okay. Where else?
Milk. I mean, they're guys who've been around for a while. They're not, you know.
You convinced those guys are going to line up against Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson and get the job done up front?
Which is why Cam Hayward will get something done. They will, because they need him. They know that.
All right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.